Well, the Ferry Tacoma slipped back into service last weekend, ending an 8-month hiatus in the repair shop. The loss of the ferry last July set off a cascade of service failures throughout the ferry system. It was a big wake-up call. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph rode to Bainbridge Island with the woman hired to make sure it doesn't happen again.
When the Tacoma's engines cut out, the state's ferry system was already adrift. It was leaderless, and ferries were missing sailings for breakdowns or staff no-shows. This is the world Lynn Griffith entered as ferries chief. She used to be the head of Pierce County Transit. She knew buses. And now her job is riding the good ship Washdot Ferries. We're on the bridge of one of the biggest ferries in the fleet, headed to Bainbridge Island on a morning so clear you can see other ferries for miles.
That one is probably headed to Bremerton.
This is Lynn Griffith.
I'm trying to figure out, one of them could be, could it be the Tacoma?
What?
The Tacoma's hitting the water today.
And there's the Tacoma, out for a test run after being in the repair shop since last July's crisis. But breakdowns remain a problem throughout the fleet, and today is no different. On this morning, a brand new vessel on the Edmonds to Kingston run has an engine that refuses to start. Griffith says the vessel
is under what you would call warranty type issues, and that vessel, has had a couple of things like that.
And the older a ferry is, the more prone to breakdowns. Here's the thing. 40% of the Washington fleet is getting up there, like over age 40, which is charming in a person, but fairly decrepit in a boat. Ferries in their 40s have the worst record in the fleet, spending the most weeks out of service by far. Griffith says the solution to aging ferries is to build more new ones. The question is whether we can. In January, Griffith told the Joint Transportation Committee of the legislature that we have a new ferry about to launch and another just started.
But I don't think we should get too comfortable, because in the next 10 years, there's three more vessels that are going to exceed the age of 60, and we're going to have to replace them.
It's a difficult message to hear in Olympia. The state is struggling to make investments that are in fierce competition with ferries, like fixing education or finishing the 520 bridge. On the way to Bainbridge, Griffith says it's not realistic to think the state can afford to replace every troublesome older ferry in the fleet.
You know, because we're in competition with a lot of other important priorities, so I don't have an expectation.
So there needs to be more money for a proactive maintenance program for the troublemakers.
We need to have access to the vessels.
And you can't put a vessel in the shop if the system is too stretched to spare it. What to do? Griffith says more standby ferries, like they did in the Tacoma crisis. The state dragged the oldest ferry in the fleet out of retirement when the Tacoma went dark. Now Governor Jay Inslee's budget proposal has money earmarked for fixing up another old ferry to also stand in. With the ferry turned east, passengers turn to face the Seattle skyline and the magnificent views of the ships at the port.
Isn't that beautiful? You know, doing stuff like this doesn't make this a tough job. Compensates.
Then the gate to Coleman Dock opens. Hundreds of people rush out. The sailing is over. Time to get to work. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.